This is Simone.
Yeah. This is Sarita.
And this is Clean Ears.
It's the new year.
Yay. So guys, happy 2018. You made it. Oof. Clap for yourself. Yes. 2017 was a doozy.
Mm-hmm. It tried us, but we are here.
Yes.
And we're happy about that.
So guys, there are some things that we hope we've left them in 2017.
Exactly. And you guys know, if you listen to the podcast, we do occasionally have this game.
Yes.
Called Laid to Rest.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it only appropriate, it being January 2nd, we play again.
Absolutely. So, Sarita.
You go first.
All right. So, Simone.
Okay. What do you want to lay to rest?
Let me just rub my temple while I say this. We are seeing these posts. I saw one. Let me get this right. 2016 was the caterpillar.
Oh.
2017 was the cocoon.
Uh-oh.
2018 is the butterfly. And, you know...
Cocoon.
We... Do butterflies make noises? I feel like they don't.
This one does.
I'm here for people wanting to take things to the next level in the new year. What I can't stand is that you're posting it from 2013, 2014, right. 15, 16 on. So this is not new. And I just feel like that saying bugs me.
Yeah.
But this is why. I think that whenever you kind of just keep taking that same saying from year to year, I think the intention is to say that this is my year. But I feel like even if a year that I expected to be my year ended up somehow just not quite in every aspect that I imagined, but maybe didn't even really fully plan for, even if that didn't happen, there are always still things that I took from it. I still grew. I still developed. We're still doing great. And it's an upward slope. It's got some dips.
Yeah.
But it kills me sometimes when I see people kind of cling to these things at the beginning of the year, because I'm like, don't negate the growth of the year that just ended just because you're not in the place that you want to be in. I just feel like, hey, man, happy new year.
Yeah.
Let's all resolve to just, hey, make this year the best yet. And we can save all this, because I promise you at the end of this year we gonna see 2017. 2017 was the seed.
No.
2018 was the sun. 2019 is the bloom of the flower. And I'm just like, hey man, yeah. I don't like those. What else you got?
I think for me though, one that I don't like, and this is just because I'm hoping for better, but I've seen this happen, is that your Twitter fingers get fun and they say something kind of crazy, or even on Facebook, any social media, where there's a conversation that may have happened, but no in-person resolution occurs. And so I want us in 2018 to not be so social media ready to fight and not in person ready to resolve. Like, let's not be those people who let things go on in the internet and then not in real life if you see that person or know that person or get to meet that person. Or if it's really that intent, reach out via DM and go, yo, I think we need to like have a real conversation, because that's how resolutions actually happen. Like with all the, we could do hashtags for days, and we do hashtags for days. But if we don't do something in real life, then it doesn't move anything forward.
Absolutely.
I think so many times people are just easy and happy to be social media advocates, social media warriors, social media, you know, I'm so woke only on social media though. And they don't want to do any work in real life. If it's political, they don't want to call nobody. They don't want to write nobody. If it's personal, they don't want to talk to anyone. They'd rather just subtweet. If it's professional, they want to talk about their dreams, but they don't want to actually make a plan to do anything about their dreams. They're just content to do everything online. And your life is not really online. I want us in 2018 to do better.
I concur.
A little message.
Yes.
And I thought of another one in the middle of there. So yeah, go ahead.
The internet is not life, people.
Not okay. Real life.
What I would like to lay to rest in 2017. CHH beefs.
How we beefing in the crush community?
No, no, you're not a real Christian. You're not a real Christian. And I just feel like life as a believer, life period, is super multifaceted. And God created all of it. And God is present in all of our experiences. And I think that us being able to have a good time or celebrate a relationship or talk about depression or whatever, not mumble rap though.
That can go.
I feel like that's a full expression of how we live our lives and how our relationships with God color our lives in these different situations. And I think that when we bash people for switching their style up a little bit or something like that, and I don't be just, you know, don't be like, you know, boo Jesus. But when people switch their style up a little bit, people are so like, oh my gosh. And now we all know the word says we're supposed to be salt and light. And sometimes you can't just hit them with, you can't just hit them with the harsh books. Sometimes you kind of got to hit them with, hit them with the songs.
Your first look ain't Lamentations. Like,
you got, sometimes you just got to, exactly. You got to make them, make them dance a little bit first. And then they realize like, wait, did I just praise? And am I a Christian? I just get on me. But I think that it's important that there are people who are rapping the scriptures. And I think that it's important that there are people who are rapping life experiences and how they relate to God and how God directs and guides them through different things, even if it's not the most churchy topic.
Yeah.
And I feel like at the end of the day, I don't think that there were beefs per se. I think that somebody would speak an opinion and then you'll have 37 people, because that's really our whole community, be like, ooh.
A mad 40 people.
So I feel like people who consume and people who are involved, maybe sometimes we need to kind of slow up on the Twitter fingers a bit. I think that sometimes maybe we need to take a back seat. If you know somebody, text them directly, slide in the DMs, whatever you need to do. Or sometimes just fall back.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not for me to, in the middle of my day and life, respond to this tweet that somebody over there said.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes we want to weigh in because it's an issue that's close to us. But be mindful of it. Take your time. Pray about it. Let it simmer. Let it marinate. And then come forward with something that reflects God and not, no, you're not a Christian. Lay it to rest. Bye-bye.
What I want to lay to rest is
the space.
Grouping everyone 30 and under as millennials. That is not the generation mark, guys. So don't be looking at these two-year-olds like, you millennials. No, no. If I have to be a millennial at my 32 years of age, I am not the same as these 12-year-olds. I'm not the same as these 18-year-olds.
Nope.
That's a you blame other people for that. My stuff is my stuff. And even the stuff that you blame on millennials is really because of some of the stuff that these other generations did. I need you, one, to stop blaming us for everything. And two, to remember where the mark is. Because y'all be looking at 17s like, you know what? That's why these millennials, no.
I refuse.
We didn't even birth them. They don't have nothing to do with us.
I refuse to be in the category with somebody that age. Courtney and I are not the same age.
We're millennials. The thing is, okay, fine, fine. We're millennials. We've got that. We're dealing with that. We're dealing with our own stuff and all of that that comes with it. But 18-year-olds are not millennials. 12-year-olds are not millennials. 5-year-olds are not millennials. So you can't say millennials are the kids who grew up with cell phones. They're not. They got cell phones when they were in their teenage years. Those are the millennials. If they didn't play Oregon Trail during school, they're not a millennial.
If they didn't play Snake on a Nokia brick phone, you're not a millennial.
You're not a millennial.
Nope.
So you can't blame millennials for that. You're calling out the wrong, they're like X-tennials or something else. Remember their name.
iGen. If you had dial-up. If you've had Wi-Fi your whole life, just log off. Just delete.
Millennial. Not a millennial.
You're not a millennial.
So no, you can't blame us for them. And so I find it hard all the time because y'all be just saying everybody 35 and under are millennials. And 35 ain't even millennials.
Super not. For those of us who are just new to this, first of all, do your Googles to see where the gap is.
Straight up Googles.
I think it's like, because I think I'm on the cusp. I think it's like 34.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're 34, like right now, today, And then back to like maybe, it's somewhere in your mid-20s or something.
It's like 26 or something. It's like 20, maybe 24. It's like 25 to 34.
I think that's what it is. Exactly.
As of like right now.
Yes.
So all them early, like if you're in college right now, I love you, but you're not a millennial. So you can't, don't try to take our struggle. Don't be like, oh, you know, as a millennial. No. Your issues are your own. Don't come for us.
Yes, don't try to take our struggle and don't try to put your struggle on us. Mm-mm. We don't know that life we played outside when we were little.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We know how to socialize. It may be horrible, but we can do it.
Yeah, we definitely.
But yeah, that's my thing. It's because I keep seeing them being like, oh, like, yes, we're the generation who's raising our kids with iPads and stuff, whatever. But our parents, some of our younger siblings are not millennials, and they're the ones that you're talking about. So, yeah. The college students now, they're the ones you're talking about. Not us.
You're talking about Courtney.
We're just not buying houses because mortgages are expensive. That's millennials. You could talk to us about that stuff.
Yes. When you're just struggling to stay alive because life is expensive.
This debt will be with you till you die. Them. That's us.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yeah. So that was Laid to Rest.
That got so deep and emotional, but it was necessary. Like, I for real, like, would not want all of that to go away.
Exactly. And so we don't want to leave you on a low note.
Yes. Not at all. Some happy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some exciting things going on in 2018, and we just want to let you know what to expect from us, what we got cooking, mm-hmm. so that you can get excited with us and just be ready to participate.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing we have is our email list. That's going to be launching.
Exciting! Yes. Emails.
I know, right? Email in itself is not an exciting thing, but our email list is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be hitting you with all sorts of exclusive content. We're going to be hitting you with I can't even tell you right now, but just know that it's been mapped out and you're going to love it. You're gonna want to be on this. Oh my gosh! So there's even more exclusive content, especially for our patrons. There's going to be ways to get involved with Clean Ears, ways to get involved with other things, and just you're going to want to get in. So look out for that in 2018.
Yes. Another thing that we're doing is merch.
Hey.
We are definitely going to open up our Clean Ears merch online store in 2018. We'll have mugs. We'll have shirts initially, and we'll have a couple of other things, little knickknacks that you can get to rep your squad wherever you go. We'll talk more about all the actual merch later.
Exactly.
Patrons, of course, get first looks, first dibs, and get to help us figure out exactly what will be in the store. So
maybe an occasional discount code if you're on the email list. We're so hype. Also, more interaction. More interaction.
Yes.
With our earbuds community. Mm. Guys, y'all have been just showing out on these interwebs, and we appreciate you so much. And we are so excited to bring just conversation, get to know you guys, what you like about what we do, not what you don't, because we don't really receive that information.
Well, you know, we can grow. Just say constructively.
Yeah, that's right. Say it nicely.
Don't be mean.
Yeah. But we'll be interacting with you and just getting to know you and building a community. That's something that we have wanted to do since day one. So we're so excited to be ready now.
Yes.
Able.
Yes.
To do it.
Something else that we want to do is more meetups. Right now, we try to do meetups at concerts that we're going to because we know, you know, like-minded, you're probably going, we're going. Right. And that is very much in Atlanta. So that's where we are. So Atlanta Earbuds just get to see us more often. But, you know, as Patreon grows, as we get more opportunities, we want to be able to go to conferences and stuff. And in those cities, if we have a nice group of people who want to come and meet, we'll do meetups too.
Yes, definitely. All exciting things. So guys, you're going to want to stay plugged in.
Yes.
Go to www.cleanearshow.com. That's where everything will be for you to get started and for you to stay up on what's coming.
Yes. And of course, if you are a patron or you want to be a patron, it's www.patreon.com/cleanears. That's where all of our news will be first.
Absolutely.
So meetups, so merch, so any other ideas we have coming up as we plan stuff, as we're thinking about great things, you know, there's other people have said parties.
Stay tuned.
Things could happen.
Anything could happen.
Mm-hmm. So, until next time.
Have a good time.
Happy New Year and bye-bye.
Bye.